You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And so is economic development when you close your eyes. And I guess, Michael, what are you drinking, strawberry wine today? What's the significance of this?
I am broadcasting to you from verdant Tangipahoa Parish, home of Ponchatoula and Strawberry Fields. So we're just trying to kind of theme this thing, you know, regionally and bring it a little bit of North Shore, you know, Piney Hill flavor.
Absolutely. It's beautiful over there. Unfortunately, it's probably every bit as hot as it is down here.
It is every bit as those strawberry fields are basically fields of jam. Yeah, it's swampy out here, and it's swampy as well. But, you know, Tangi's a pretty remarkable parish. So, you know, they don't make a lot of noise, but I was looking at some stats. I was giving a keynote at a Tangipahoa economic development event up here, brunch. They do a great job under President Robbie Miller. And since 2010, the growth rate in Tangi has been 13%. That compares to 7% for the country and 1% for Louisiana. So, you know, they've just been, they're kind of like our little Dallas-Fort Worth story in Louisiana. It's pretty remarkable.
I had the president of Southeastern on a couple weeks ago, and I think a lot of it surrounds, you know, the university and a lot of other things that are happening there.
Yeah, Southeastern is a quiet powerhouse university, too. One of the largest in the state. Will Wainwright is one of the best higher ed leaders we've had in the state since Hurricane Katrina. And so it does a lot of things. It creates opportunities for locals. It provides the workforce for the great local companies, new ones that have come in like Medline, old ones like Smitty's. And it also creates the culture. So when you have that youth culture combined with the great old downtowns like you have in Hammond, you've got the recipe for a very attractive place to live and a very attractive place to run a business. So it's interesting. Everybody always talks about St. Tammany and Livingston, and they're doing really well. But I think it's, if you look at Tangi as kind of the, you know, the meat in that sandwich, it's where a lot of the action is going to be.
Michael, how much, distribution centers since Katrina, there's been this movement to the North Shore, and at first it was more east. And it always occurred to me that the further west you were, it seemed to me you'd be better suited. And is that transition changing a little bit and maybe driving some of what's going on in Tangi?
Yeah, you're definitely seeing that here. If you look at some of the announcements they've had recently, S&W Wholesale Foods is expanding, and Hammond Graham Packaging is expanding. Medline is basically a distribution center that was, $45 million investment. Niagara Bottling came here recently. put in almost $200 million. So that's happening. You're also seeing it very much on the I-12 corridor in St. Tammany going west. And people might scratch their head and say, well, you know, what does that have to do with what we're doing down at the Port of New Orleans and the facility we want to put in St. Bernard? Those areas, you know, Slidell and then going west, like you said, are all going to benefit tremendously from the container facility being in St. Bernard. And I'll give you an example. There's a major Amazon facility, inland port in Montgomery, Alabama right now. That's about 150 miles from the Port of Mobile, but it's there because of the Port of Mobile. So sitting up here in Tangi right now, for example, we're about, I don't know, 60, 70 miles from Violet. It's easily within distance to make these areas work as hurricane-safe distribution centers with great access to highway and to rail. So when people focus just on, you know, St. Bernard or even the neighborhood of Violet in terms of the port, it's really not accurate. This is something that's going to have major job economic development benefit for probably within a 200-mile radius, including over to Mississippi, by the way.
Yep. While we're talking about economic development, new strategic plan being unveiled by the Louisiana Economic LED, Louisiana Economic Development. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I love this version of LED. I think it's the most business-focused, proactive, creative one that I've seen in my 20 years back here since Katrina. There were a number of pieces of legislation that went through this session, and they've now been put together in an incentive booklet that everybody can access on the Louisiana Economic Development website. So you can just Google Louisiana Economic Development or Opportunity Louisiana, and there's this new, they're calling it the Louisiana Wins Business Incentive Guide. So it goes through the digital media incentive that gives you 25% of your money back if you use software, the new high-impact jobs program, which is the one that rewards you by giving you money back if you create high-paying jobs, ITEP, an old industrial incentive, the restoration tax incentive, R&D, Angel. So for anybody who is either in business or is an advisor to business as a CPA or a lawyer, you can go and download it on the Opportunity Louisiana or Louisiana Economic Development website. It's just another example of how LED is trying to kind of go the extra mile to really help our businesses be as successful as possible. So big shout out to the LED team under Secretary Bourgeois.
Absolutely. And it's always good to hear great news coming out of LED. Some other great news, Michael, and you and I have talked about this a lot, you know, making sure that we have long-term trends that, you know, that really become meaningful. And it looks like that's what we're beginning to see as it relates to the crime rate in the city.
It looks like that. And I know, Noel, that it feels like we're talking about this every show. And I apologize to you and the listeners for that. But I just think that we can't say enough about how significant turnaround it's been from just 3 years ago, 2022, when we were the murder capital of the country, tragically, along with carjacking that was terrorizing people. And today, 3 years later, we're going to see a drop in homicides that if you take out the January 1st terror attack, which I think is fair for this purpose, is down 67%. Carjackings are down 80%. It's a drastically different time. And there's two things that people say that bother me because I just don't think they're accurate. One is they say, well, this is just the national trend. It's not. Depending on how you measure it, we're 2 to 3 times better than the national trend. Then they say, well, we don't know what's causing this. It's a wave. We're just riding it. It'll come back. And that gets to the question of sustainability. And I've talked, you know, I don't know anything about this, Newell, but I talk to people like you. I talk to the police chief. I talk to people like Rafi Goyeneche. I talk to cops. I say, what's happening? And I've boiled it down to four things. Proactive policing to stop trouble before it starts. Smart use of technology to make up for the fact that we probably don't have enough feet on the ground. Remarkable city, state, federal partnerships where NOPD is working with JP, is working with Tripnola, is working with the feds. And then community advocacy, which I would humbly argue was started with the NOLA Coalition 3 years ago last week, that has created positive pressure for our elected officials to address these issues instead of point fingers. We're doing that. And I think as long as we continue doing those four things, combined with the other part of the NOLA coalition, which is investing in our kids, we can make this the new normal, not just, you know, a good point where we then regress from. We can sustain this new world. There's no reason we should not be able to, I truly believe. But tear out that argument. Tell me where you think I'm being naive.
No, look, I think it's important on many fronts. There's no doubt. I look at, the rate of arrest that they have and the duration between the time of the crime and the time of the arrest. And I think they have improved in many, many ways there. And I think the downstream implications, the same, are huge, because it sends a message throughout the community. It reverberates throughout the community, and it creates momentum, which we need right now as we continue to battle the move from a third-tier city to a second-tier city. I know you don't like when I say that, but I mean, I'm one of those that kind of looks critically in the mirror every day. You know, I call it for what it is. It doesn't mean we're not a great place to be. We are. But we really need to get bigger. I mean, when you think about, that we were one time, what, almost 700,000 in population.
Not to interrupt, but I want to feed the beast for a second. I want to feed the beast, and you're going to love hate this stat. It's shocking. There's an incredible article. Everybody should read it in the Wall Street Journal last week about Dallas. It says, Dallas, the city that just can't stop growing, and about how it's approaching the Oklahoma border. Within 5 years, the city of Frisco, Texas, which was a bunch of cow fields in the 90s, right, is going to be bigger than the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. That's the whole story.
And that's reflective of opportunity, right? It's reflective of opportunity. It's reflective of efficient government. It's reflective of a number of different things, and they're all things that we can achieve. It's right there. It's within our reach if we want want it bad enough.
No, it is. There are four factors that look. This is what I was just talking about at Tangi. If you really want to understand, measure success in economic development, I think that population is the only true measure. It wraps everything up, right? And so the fact that Tangi grew 13%, whereas the country grew at 7%, says something good about Tangible Ho. But then when you look into what drives that growth, it's four things in order of importance. It's economic opportunity. People go where their jobs are. It's affordability, right? Because unless you're San Francisco or New York, you also have to be affordable. And the third thing is quality of life. It has to be a nice place and a safe place to live. The fourth thing that you wrap around that is leadership and culture. And you have a winning recipe. And so when the mayoral candidates are asking me what they think their policy or their platform should be for economic development for New Orleans, I say, you know, before we even get to those specifics, it's just three things: clean, safe, efficient. If you help any city become clean, safe, efficient, the jobs and the population will follow. It's the foundation. It's that boring and basic.
Yeah, and it can be achieved. In fact, I know one of the things you wanted to talk about today was a recent news story that was talking about population loss in New Orleans, and there's a difference in how we view that about us being resilient versus resistant. Talk to us about that.
This is a thing that I've got to give credit where credit's due. It's a conversation that was started with my wife. Was doing a PhD looking at how communities, particularly older communities, survive, natural hazards that become disasters like hurricanes, like Katrina. And she said, you know, I hate this term resilience. It's too often used just as an excuse for poor planning and poor implementation. It's like, okay, y'all got knocked down because we didn't do our jobs, but you're resilient, you'll get back up, and we're going to give you a golf clap and a few $1,000. And what we really have to do is stop these natural hazards from becoming disasters by planning and executing better, by, as General Honoré once told me, getting to the left side of the disaster curve. It's like a discussion I had with Chief Surpass. We were talking about police response times, and I said, man, 3 hours is too long. And he said, yeah, Michael, but even if it gets to be 30 seconds, somebody's still gotten hurt. You have to stop the violence before it happens. And so as we come upon the 20th commemoration of Katrina, and we're going to talk and hear a lot about resilience, I would encourage us to talk about becoming more resistant. So putting in things that make our buildings stronger, like fortified roofs, putting in smart flood technology to measure water levels better, fixing insurance so that people can actually carry the right amount of insurance, and basically understanding, again, that you're not going to control Mother Nature. All you can do is live with her. So building things like bioswales, fixing things like taking the cars out of the canals, so that when we get weather like we're going to get today and tomorrow, it doesn't cause hazard to life, property, and business. And so we're just trying to push the conversation to the left side of the disaster curve, if that visual makes sense to you.
No, I love the terminology that in the viewpoint of your wife there, obviously. Strategic resistance, it really implies having a plan, having that strategy, and being able to execute on same. Look, we have an opportunity right now, I think, is, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. You know, we're looking at sinking levees. And what does that mean? And how much of a threat is that to us? I recall in Katrina, another 3 inches, it breaches the East Jefferson levee on Lake Pontchartrain. I was up there. I saw it. I mean, it's not an exaggeration. That water was lapping at the top. You know, so 3 inches could be the difference between a mild tragedy and a huge one.
Yeah, this is something that I think the world doesn't understand, and we don't even understand here. And that is that we are living on one of the newest deltaic plains in the world, and we've been starving it of sediment for a few hundred years because we basically turned the river into a canal for navigation purposes. So as a result, what we're experiencing here, and this is a really important distinction, it's like making the distinction that Katrina was a man-made disaster, not a natural one. We are not experiencing the hazard of sea level rise. We are experiencing the hazard of relative sea level rise because we're actually sinking. And the sinking is happening much faster than the rising. And so what that means is that we have to figure out ways to fortify the soil by keeping it hydrated, by just continuing to know we're going to have to add on to our levees, that we're in a place with dynamic soil conditions, and this is going to be something that we're going to be living with here.
I think Michael might be in a bad location with his signal, so we are going to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, we have a special guest.
Cierto. Bienvenuti all'ospite di oggi, Cenzo Carona. Imprenditore in residenza, irresistibile, del programma Startup Nocio della St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Per favore, Cenzo.
Good morning, Michael. What an intro that was.
What a show-off, Cenzo.
I know. He comes in here. I love it, though.
What's up, Cenzo?
So what that's all about, folks, is Cenzo Carona joins us. He's an entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. They have a program called Launchpad. Cenzo, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, great to be on with you gentlemen this morning. I appreciate the time, and we are excited. We just announced recently our newest program. It's a new pitch series that we're calling the Launchpad, and it's a great on-ramp for local entrepreneurs to move from idea to action. So we launched this, Launchpad series to spotlight early-stage entrepreneurs with their innovative ideas, their big ambitions. You know, we had it in direct response to the momentum that we saw since launching the Inspire Startup Slam. It's a much bigger pitch competition that we hosted earlier in January with a big pitch prize. We heard from founders in the local community, like, we would love for a smaller scale, kind of faster paced, more frequent, more accessible pitch competition, early access to capital. And so we came up with the Launchpad, and we're ready to debut that in just about a month.
So how does this fit into the broader mission of Startup North Shore? I mean, if you would, connect the dots for the audience.
Yeah, so it's really more than just a pitch event. It's a core piece of our broader strategy at Startup North Shore to make entrepreneurship like a really real, tangible path for anyone in our community. At Startup North Shore, we're setting out and we are actively building a connected, thriving ecosystem that fuels economic growth. You know, we are economic developers. We want to redefine what's possible from right here on the North Shore. We stand at the intersection of local activation and regional connection. You know, we've got great partnerships with in New Orleans, within GNO Inc. and the Idea Village and in Baton Rouge. You know, our purpose out here is to build a connected ecosystem that allows for any person with just an idea to get started, to get the level of support and resources that they need to surround themselves with to be successful. And have this ripple effect on our community and our economy. And that's what the greater mission of Startup North Shore is. And so the launchpad is really symbolic of that. You know, we're not waiting for entrepreneurs to find us. We're creating spaces for them to rise and thrive here. And this is really one of the more exciting on-ramps that we built to allow entrepreneurs to get started.
So how do they go about, is there a registration or how, are they invited? How does this work? If they're selected, what happens?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a ton of fun if you're selected, trust me. But we have an application process, right? So this is an open pitch competition. Folks can go onto our website at startupnorthshore.com/the launchpad. That'll have a bunch of information about this program, the pitch series, some of the qualifications, and the business has to be located on the North Shore. So when we say North Shore, we mean St. Tammany, Washington, or Tangipahoa Parish, or we're always welcoming new folks to our region. So if you want to move, that is also an opportunity. But you can come to our website. We have our application form on there. It's very straightforward, just some basic information about your business. Again, we're looking for early stage entrepreneurs. So go onto our website, has all the information you need. The form is built into it. You can quickly apply. That application deadline is midnight on July 31st. So you have a couple weeks to get prepared for that, to put your materials together, to submit your application. It'll be a really quick turnaround after that. We'll make a selection of three finalists from that pool of applicants. Those three in the lead up to the event, which is on August 6th. So just less than a week later. We'll get them in. I, myself, and some professional pitch coaches and mentors from our team will work one-on-one to refine that pitch, to coach them up to be on that stage. You know, there's some showmanship that comes with being, you know, in front of an audience and in front of a live panel of judges. We'll coach them up on how to command that stage, how to command the investors' attention, and to really put their best foot forward in telling their story and what they're trying to do with this company. And we have a $5,000 prize pool. So those three finalists will compete for that $5,000. It's a grant, so totally non-dilutive funding, no equity having to give up. The winner gets $3,000, and the two runners-up, the other two finalists, get $1,500 each.
And so is there anything in particular? I mean, it's just wide open, and it's not a focus in one area or any. It's like not a tech focus or this focus or that focus. It could be anything.
No, you could be from Main Street or Tech Street. It doesn't matter. As long as you are from the North Shore, or like I said, if you're willing to move, we will happily welcome you to here. We're looking for early stage. So, you know, you have to have received less than $50,000 in outside investment. You've had to have made less than $250,000 in revenue. So we want to, you know, we want to provide this as a launch pad for entrepreneurs. They can come up with an idea, or they're really early on in the business. They're looking to get connected to the community. You know, that room is going to be filled with not just investors, but potential business partners, potential advisors, mentors, just people that want to support you from the ecosystem. And so it's a really great opportunity to get out there.
This is the first time with this model that's going to happen in August?
Yeah, this is a brand new program to us. You know, it's called the Launchpad. It's not our first pitch competition we've ever done.
Right.
Like I mentioned, we have the Inspire Startup Slam. You know, that's a huge pitch competition, one of the biggest prize packages in the Gulf South. We're super excited about that program, but this is the first edition of the Launchpad. You know, the Inspire Startup Slam, we're only going to do that once a year. It's a big, big community event and a big prize package. But we heard from so many founders and local community, you know, if I could just get access to some basic startup resources and get connected to the community to help me launch this idea, you know, we want to follow you on your journey to get you ready to the point where now you can go through the local programs that we run, that our partners run, get you to the point where you can tap into these more advanced accelerator programs and bigger pitch competitions. But this is the very first Launchpad event. It'll debut on August 6th at the North Star Theater in Mandeville. So I know it's across the lake for some of the folks in New Orleans, but it's just on the other side of the causeway. And it's right near the Mandeville Lakefront. It's a really cool theater. Old Mandeville, very walkable, lots of shops. lots of restaurants, lots of bars. So we encourage folks to come out and make an evening out of it and help us celebrate the inaugural Launchpad event.
Give us the website again if folks are interested in signing up.
So if you're interested, it is startupnorthshore.com/the-launchpad. So startupnorthshore.com/the-launchpad.
Well, congratulations and best of luck on this. It's a great opportunity. I love these ideas. And it's amazing how many folks out there are thinking of things, you know, as disruptors or otherwise, and just new entrepreneurial ideas all the time. I wish I could attend. I love going to those things because I feel like, you know, I'm not innovative at all. You know, and I feel even worse when I leave one of those things because the little nuances that they improve on are just absolutely incredible to me, right?
It's amazing to witness the journey of all the founders that we work with, too. You know, some come in with just an idea, and now they've really grown it to great businesses. And to watch that maturation and confidence really breed and come out of them is awesome. Like I mentioned, this event is totally free to attend. It's totally open to the public. We have our event registration on our website as well. We're partnering with Gulf South Angels on the event, so they'll be giving a presentation on what investors look for. So if you're just looking to spend your evening at something fun, something inviting, somewhere you can learn and connect, it's a great opportunity. We want to fill that room with a lot of people.
Absolutely. Chenzo Corona, entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager with the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Best luck on Launchpad, and thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for the time.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks, with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Stay with us. Now, folks, that's what it's supposed to sound like instead of that really poor representation that was embarked upon by Michael Heck earlier.
I'm sorry.
So, Michael, let's cover a couple of more topics that are really great news. Bollinger Shipyard is going to build a barge that a rocket's going to land on. I was like, what? When I read that story the other day, I was like, what the heck? This is getting crazy.
Yeah, it's really exciting because it shows that what we do and have been doing for decades down in Louisiana, which is building big structures that operate in difficult maritime conditions, can continue to evolve for the future. And now, yeah, we're getting into aerospace, which is not necessarily something you would have ever thought, with Bollinger or our big shipbuilding companies. But it's indicative of a future where anytime we're doing something that's large in this country, and particularly if it's waterborne, whether it's wind turbines, which are going to come back, or it's waterborne space travel, we're going to have a role because we've got skills and assets and experience that I think are unique in the country. Certainly they're best in the country. So I love this for Bollinger, but I love even more how this indicates how our economy, which in many ways seems rooted in these past traditional industries like energy and maritime, is perfectly positioned for these industries and opportunities of the future.
And while we're talking about space flight, Globalstar, a Covington-based company, we've had them on with you and I. They do an incredible work. They had a really exciting announcement as well.
Yeah, so they already have a really interesting partnership with Apple, where if you have the SOS deal on your iPhone or watch, that's actually Globalstar that's powering that, so it's literally saving lives. Now they're going to be partnering with the U.S. Army on research that's going to, basically, it's their foot in the door in the trillion-dollar-plus defense industry. And so the Army is looking at the ability of Globalstar satellites to support drone operations, targeting, logistics, all the things that they do. And what's so important about this, of course, is that Globalstar is obviously an American, it's a domestic company. So this is something that's potentially huge for Globalstar, huge for St. Tammany and the region and state, but also something very good for having safe capabilities in the United States.
Does this have something to do with Trump's new defense program here of defending the homeland? What does he call it?
I know. I don't know the name of it, but it is all of the things that we're seeing in defense tech in Louisiana. There's a lot of stuff happening with drone technology. There's a lot of stuff happening up at Barksdale with the cybersecurity center. All of these things are tied into a couple of strains of thought. One is that after COVID, we realized we had to bring manufacturing back. We couldn't have these supply chains all over the world. It wasn't safe. Then we realized that from a defense standpoint, it really is insanity for us to be reliant on China for our defense components for a number of reasons. And then the president has been obviously very vocal about, bringing back manufacturing of all sorts to America. So all of those things converge in projects like this one between Globalstar and the U.S. Army. And, yeah, so I think it's very exciting, augurs very well for Globalstar and, frankly, for our armed services as well. A lot of our companies, particularly ones, Newell, that are down in the bayou, there's a company that I love called Metal Shark that my friend Chris Allard runs. They're doing a lot of work with our defense forces because their capabilities combined with next-generation protection and warfare is a great match. So, yeah, this is at GNO Inc., we've elevated defense tech, and it was not elevated 5 years ago. Now it's one of our top priorities.
Yeah, it's great to see that we're embarking on so many new types of ventures. I mean, it's really, really exciting for sure. You know, it's amazing, you know, as you and I talk about this every week, and I think sometimes we even just take it for granted now, but it's just so much good news and so many positive things that are occurring.
Somebody was asking about this yesterday, and I said, if you step back from, you know, the head-snapping stuff you read on the internet every day and the petty stuff that you read about in the local papers about, you know, suing each other over, you know, over the ability to keep the French Quarter clean, there's a tremendous amount of good stuff going on and a tremendous amount of opportunity going on. If you just look at what's happening, you know, in our region, I talked about Tangi. You look on the South Shore and the expansions that we're having in Jefferson Parish, over on the West Bank with Jedco, what Auctioner is doing, the fact that Charity is going forward, the fact that Plaza Tower is going forward, the River District, which we're going to get straightened out, so critical, the NSA getting redeveloped. There are a lot of big projects and big momentum, and then this Travel and Leisure poll just came out, and again, we tend to gloss over it, but Reader named us the second best city in the United States again, but this time beating Charleston, which is nice. Charleston came in third. Santa Fe was first. And what that says, Noel, is looking forward is that we've got an economy that seems to be playing in the right spaces, energy, trade, defense. We've got a culture that is consistently beloved by the world. And we had a great year with the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift and a safe Mardi Gras. The crime stats are looking like we're going to have the least deadly years in like 50 years. You put all that together, and if you are not saying that things are trending in the right direction, I think that you're just being willfully pessimistic, and I don't want to have lunch with you.
Yeah, you know, but it goes back to what I said earlier about that opportunity. You know, it's within our reach. Just imagine if we didn't have to have the litigation, if we didn't have the friction between the council and the administration, if we actually hired people that were competent, that had the core competencies in what we were hiring them for, you know, how great all of this would be. And none of that's hard to achieve. I mean, it really isn't. It's just, you know, sustaining a certain level of focus, you know.
Well, it reminds me of, you know, when those modest people get their awards on stage or in the front of a book and they say, all of my success I owe to others and all the mistakes are mine alone.
Yep, absolutely. Michael, as always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you so much for joining us this week. And stay cool and stay safe.
Thank you, Noel. Thanks for driving me this morning.
That's Michael Hack, folks, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Jason Bergeron. He is the Terrebonne Parish president and the incoming Tarpon Rodeo president. That's scheduled for next week. We'll talk about that. Kevin Callison, PhD, associate professor, program director in health policy and management at Tulane University. We'll talk about the proposed Medicaid cuts and what that would look like here, possibly in the state of Louisiana. So we'll be right back with both of these guests when we return. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.